What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. This is the second episode of our two-part series looking back at the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival, an annual concert series that flourished on the Avenue from 1983 to 1997. Join us for the next hour as we take a year-by-year look back at the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival. We'll listen to music from artists who performed at the festival with a focus on local Naptown musicians. On last week's show, we covered the years 1983 to 1988. In 1989, the festival ran from August 17th to the 20th. The event kicked off with a special blues concert featuring Michael Coleman. Jazz stars Houston Person and Etta Jones were the headline attractions, along with Roy Merriweather, a pianist with deep connections to the Hoosier jazz scene. Other artists featured on the 1989 lineup included Carmen Stokes, David Young, Decoy, Chubby Massey, and the Jimmy Wilkins Big Band. We'll start this week's show with music from David Young and Roy Merriweather. From 1966, we'll hear the Roy Merriweather Trio with Feeling Good. And from 1971, we'll listen to David Young performing Animated Suspension. The 1990 Indiana Avenue Jazz Fest ran from August 17th to the 19th. The famous Jamaican reggae band Inner Circle were the featured headliners in 1990, along with the iconic jazz organist Brother Jack McDuff. McDuff started his career as a pianist on the Avenue during the 1950s. Other acts on the 1990 lineup include Larry Clark, Margaret Floyd, James Bell, Al Walton, Clem Tiggs, Everett Green, and Roger Priest. We'll listen to classic tracks from Jack McDuff and Al Walton next. From 1963, we'll hear Jack McDuff with Screamin'. And from 1982, we'll listen to Al's Thing by the Al Walton Trio.
Thank you.
1991 was a landmark year for the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival. That year's lineup featured a reunion concert from the Ramsey Lewis Trio. Inner Circle returned as a headline attraction, along with blue star Clarence Gatemouth Brown. Other acts featured in 1991 include Greg Bacon, Frank Glover, Dan Siegel, Tom Borden, the Hampton Sisters, Billy Wooten, Cheryl Hayes, Perez Whitted, and Red Beans and Rice. We'll hear music from Billy Wooten and the Hampton Sisters now. From 1972, we'll listen to Billy Wooten and Wooden Glass performing In the Rain. After that, we'll hear the Hampton Sisters with My Heart Tells Me, recorded in 1954.
Just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything.
1992 saw the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival expanding. A new partnership with the American Pianists Association was developed, and Ed Rogers of the Defiance Club organized a classic car show at the festival. Featured performers in 1992 included the jazz star Terrence Blanchard, Jim Pryor, Chubby Massey, Jimmy McDaniels, Everett Green, Sam Gibson, and Carl Hines. That year's festival also included a performance from the legendary Naptown gospel act Robert Turner and the Silver Hearts. Up next, we'll listen to their classic 1982 recording, Hold Out. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the final episode in our two-part series looking back at the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival, an annual concert series that flourished on the Avenue from 1983 to 1997. The Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival featured legendary local musicians playing alongside the greatest stars in jazz. The 1993 Avenue Jazz Fest saw the addition of the hip-hop comedy show. The lineup also included a tribute to the jazz legend Art Blakey, along with performances by Everett Green, Harvey Cook, Martha Jones, Donald Harrison, Cheryl Hayes, Kenny Washington, and the great Naptown trumpet player Perez Whitted. We'll listen to music from Perez Whitted now. From 2012, this is For the People. The 1994 Indiana Avenue Jazz Fest featured a star-packed lineup, including the legendary jazz pianist Dorothy Dunnigan and the great free jazz sax player Pharoah Sanders. Other musicians featured that year include Terrence Blanchard, Charged Particles, Henrietta Robinson, Greg Bacon, Jimmy Cole, Kathy Morris, and Cheryl Hayes. We'll listen to music from Cheryl Hayes now. From 2007, this is It Don't Mean a Thing.
A thing if you ain't got that swing. A doo-wop, 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 doo-wow. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. A doo-wop, 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 doo-wow. It makes no difference if you're sweet or hot. Just give it that rhythm. Everything you got.
1995 was a landmark year for the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival. The 1995 festival featured a performance from the iconic jazz pianist Ahmad Jamal. The smooth jazz star Najee also appeared on that year's lineup, along with the Naptown musicians Carl Hines, Frank Glover, Small Talk, and Everett Green. We'll listen to music from Everett Green now. This is Everett Green and Houston Person with Don't Worry About Me.
Don't worry about me, I'll get along. Forget about me, be happy, my love.
1996 was a special year for the Indiana Avenue Jazz Fest. That year's festival featured a headline concert from the legendary jazz vocalist Betty Carter. The Naptown jazz legend J.J. Johnson was honored at that year's festival with a Sagamore of the Wabash Award. Other musicians featured on the 1996 lineup included Michael Brown, Pieces of a Dream, Bebo Blocks, Rob Dixon, Jimmy Cole, and the legendary Naptown R&B vocalist James Bell. We'll hear music from James Bell now. From 1969, this is James Bell and the Highlighters with Funky 16 Corners.
Hey, hey, baby, I've got to groove one time.
The 15th annual Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival was held on August 15th and 16th of 1997. Sadly, this would be the final edition of the Indiana Avenue Jazz Fest. The 1997 festival included performances by Khalid Moss, the Ethnic Heritage Ensemble, Perez Whitted, the Reed Sisters, Hookie Johnson, Larry Collin, Jimmy Cole, Brenda Williams, and Kenny Washington and Omniverse. We'll end this week's show with music from Kenny Washington and Omniverse. From 1996, this is The Bad and the Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us for this look back at the Indiana Avenue Jazz Festival, an important chapter in the Avenue's music history. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.